2 Chronicles 17 through 18. His son Jehoshaphat then became king in his place, and he proved himself strong over Israel. He placed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah, and placed garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, which his father Asa had captured. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he followed the example of his father David's earlier days, and did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father, followed his commandments, and did not act as Israel did. So the Lord established the kingdom in his control, and all Judah gave tribute to Jehoshaphat, and he had great riches and honor. He took great pride in the ways of the Lord, and again removed the high places and the Asherim from Judah. Then in the third year of his reign, he sent his officials, Ben-Hail, Obadiah, Zechariah, Nethanel, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah, and with them the Levites, Shemaiah, Nethaniah, Zebadiah, Asahel, Shemiramoth, Jehonathan, Adonijah, Tobijah, Tobadonijah, the Levites, and with them the priests of Elishama and Jehoram. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of the Lord with them, and they went throughout the cities of Judah and taught among the people. Now the dread of the Lord was on all the kingdoms of the lands which were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat. Some of the Philistines brought gifts and silver as tribute to Jehoshaphat. The Arabians also brought him flocks, 7,700 rams, and 7,700 male goats. So Jehoshaphat grew greater and greater, and he built fortresses and storage cities in Judah. He had large supplies in the cities of Judah, and warriors, valiant, mighty men, in Jerusalem. This was their muster according to their fathers' households. Of Judah, commanders of thousands, Adna was the commander, and with him 300,000 valiant warriors. Next to him was Johanan, the commander, and with him 280,000. And next to him, Amasiah, the son of Zichri, who volunteered for the Lord, and with him 200,000 valiant warriors. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a valiant warrior, and with him 200,000 armed with bow and shield. And next to him, Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 equipped for war. These are the ones who served the king, apart from those whom the king put in the fortified cities throughout Judah. Now Jehoshaphat had great riches and honor, and he allied himself by marriage to Ahab. Some years later, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab slaughtered many sheep and oxen for him, and the people who were with him. And he incited him to go up against Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead?" And he said to him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people, and we will be with you in the battle." However, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please request the word of the Lord first." So the king of Israel assembled the prophets, 400 men, and said to them, "Should we go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead, or should I refrain?" And they said, "Go up, for God will hand it over to the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no longer a prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of him?" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesies anything good regarding me, but always bad. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." But Jehoshaphat said, "May the king not say so." Then the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, "Bring Micaiah, son of Imlah, quickly." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, were sitting, each on his throne, dressed in their robes. and they were sitting at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Then Zedekiah, the son of Shenana, made horns of iron for himself, and said, "This is what the Lord says, with these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed." All the prophets were prophesying this as well, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and be successful, for the Lord will hand it over to the king." Then the messenger who went to summon Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets are unanimously favorable to the king. So please, let your word be like one of them, and speak favorably." But Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, I will speak it." When he came to the king said to him, "Micaiah, should we go to battle against Ramoth-Gilead, or should I refrain?" He said, "Go up and succeed, for they will be handed over to you." Then the king said to him, "How many times must I make you swear that you will tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" So he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These people have no master. Each of them is to return to his house in peace.'" Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy anything good regarding me, but only bad?" And Micaiah said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the angels of heaven standing on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, 'Who will entice Ahab, king of Israel, to go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' And one spirit said this, while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, 'I will entice him.' And the Lord said to him, 'How?' He said, 'I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all his prophets.' Then he said, 'You shall entice him, and you will also prevail. Go out and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouths of these prophets of yours, for the Lord has declared disaster against you.' Then Zedekiah, the son of Shenana, approached and struck Micaiah on the cheek. And he said, 'How did the Spirit of the Lord pass from me to speak to you?' And Micaiah said, 'Behold, you are going to see how, on that day when you go from one inner room to another, trying to hide yourself.' Then the king of Israel said, 'Take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, "This is what the king says: put this man in prison, and feed him enough bread and water to survive until I return safely.' But Micaiah said, 'If you actually return safely, the Lord has not spoken by me.' And he said, 'Listen, all you people.'" So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up against Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you put on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into battle. Now the king of Aram had commanded the commanders of his chariots, saying, "Do not fight with small or great, but only with the king of Israel." So when the commanders of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, "He is the king of Israel." And they turned aside to fight against him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God diverted them from him. When the commanders of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. Now one man drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel in a joint of the armor. So he said to the driver of his chariot, "Turn around and take me out of the battle, for I am severely wounded." The battle raged on that day, and the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot in front of the Arameans until the evening. And at sunset, he died. Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take extra oil with them, but the prudent one took oil in flasks with their lamps. Now, while the groom was delaying, they all became drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight, there finally was a shout, "Behold, the groom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish virgins said to the prudent ones, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." However, the prudent ones answered, "No, there most certainly would not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the groom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Yet later the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, because you do not know the day nor the hour. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. The one who had received 5 talents immediately went and did business with them, and earned 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had received 2 talents earned 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have earned 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master.' Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, 'Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have earned 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master.' Now the one who had received the 1 talent also came up and said, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. And I was afraid, so I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you still have what is yours.' But his master answered and said to him, 'You worthless, lazy slave, did you not know that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter seed? Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent away from him, and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. And throw the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and invited you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed people, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or as a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me either. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Acts 19. Now it happened that while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the upper country and came to Ephesus, and found some disciples. He said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said to him, On the contrary, we have not even heard if there is a Holy Spirit. And he said, Into what then were you baptized? And they said to him, Into John's baptism. Paul said, John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in him who was coming after him, that is, in Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying. There were about 12 men in all. And he entered the synagogue and continued to speak out boldly for 3 months, having discussions and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some were becoming hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the people, he withdrew from them and took the disciples away with him, and had discussions daily in the school of Tyrannus. This took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. But also some of the Jewish exorcists, who went from place to place, attempted to use the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I order you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Now there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, doing this. But the evil spirit responded and said to them, I recognize Jesus, and I know of Paul, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit pounced on them and subdued them and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known to all who lived in Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord was being magnified. Also, many of those who had believed kept coming, confessing and disclosing their practices. And many of those who practiced magic brought their books together and began burning them in the sight of everyone. And they added up the prices of the books and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord was growing and prevailing mightily. Now, after these things were finished, Paul resolved in the spirit to go to Jerusalem, after he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, saying, After I have been there, I must also see Rome. And after he sent into Macedonia 2 of those who assisted him, Timothy and Erastus, he himself stayed in Asia for a while. About that time, a major disturbance occurred in regard to the way, for a man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Artemis, was bringing considerable business to the craftsmen. He gathered these men together with the workmen of similar trades, and said, Men, you know that our prosperity depends on this business. You see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a considerable number of people, saying that the gods made by hands are not gods at all. Not only is there danger that this trade of ours will fall into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be regarded as worthless, and that she whom all of Asia and the world worship will be dethroned from her magnificence. When they heard this and were filled with rage, they began shouting, saying, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" The city was filled with the confusion, and they rushed together into the theater, dragging along Gaius and Aristarchus, Paul's Macedonian traveling companions. And when Paul wanted to go into the assembly, the disciples would not let him. Also, some of the Asiarchs, who were friends of his, sent word to him and repeatedly urged him not to venture into the theater. So then some were shouting one thing and some another, for the assembly was in confusion, and the majority did not know for what reason they had come together. Some of the crowd concluded it was Alexander, since the Jews had put him forward, and having motioned with his hand, Alexander was intending to make a defense to all the assembly. But when they recognized that he was a Jew, a single outcry arose from them all as they shouted for about 2 hours, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" After quieting the crowd, the town clerk said, "Men of Ephesus, what person is there after all who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is guardian of the temple of the great Artemis, and of the image which fell down from the sky? Since these are undeniable facts, you ought to keep calm, and to do nothing rash. For you have brought these men here, who are neither temple robbers nor blasphemers of our goddess. So then, if Demetrius and the craftsmen, who are with him, have a complaint against anyone, the courts are in session, and the proconsuls are available. Have them bring charges against one another. But if you want anything beyond this, it shall be settled in the lawful assembly. For indeed, we are in danger of being accused of a riot in connection with today's events, since there is no real reason for it. And in connection, we will be unable to account for this disorderly gathering." After saying this, he dismissed the assembly. Proverbs 10, 1 through 11. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is grief to his mother. Ill-gotten gains do not benefit, but righteousness rescues from death. The Lord will not allow the righteous to hunger, but he will reject the craving of the wicked. Poor is one who works with a lazy hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The mentioning of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will receive commands, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. One who walks in integrity walks securely, but one who perverts his ways will be found out. He who winks the eye causes trouble, and a babbling fool will come to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Psalm 21. Lord, in your strength the king will be glad, and in your salvation how greatly he will rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of good things. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked for life from you. You gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you place upon him, for you make him most blessed forever. You make him joyful with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the faithfulness of the Most High he will not be shaken. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You will make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and a fire will devour them. You will eliminate their descendants from the earth, and their children from among the sons of mankind. Though they intended evil against you, and devised a plot, they will not succeed. For you will make them turn their back. You will take aim at their faces with your bowstrings. Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power.